I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski with a Montana Historical Moment. The year 2020 marks the centennial, the 100th anniversary, of the passage of the 19th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, guaranteeing and protecting women's constitutional right to vote. The passage of this amendment marked the largest expansion of democracy in the history of our country. Voting is the most basic right of a citizen and the most important right in a democracy. When you vote, you're choosing the people who will make the laws that govern all of us. For almost a century and a half of our nation's history, women were barred from exercising the fundamental right of voting. The 19th Amendment was ratified on August 18, 1920, a transformative constitutional amendment guaranteeing that the right of citizens to vote would not be denied or abridged by the United States or any state on account of sex. American women fought for and won the right to vote through a seven-decade-long fight. The effort began at the first Women's Rights Convention, which took place in Seneca Falls, New York, in July 1848, before the Civil War. Of the 11 resolutions proposed at the convention demanding equality in the workplace, family, and education, for example, only the women's right to vote drew opposition before it was approved. The convention in 1848 is viewed as launching the U.S. women's suffrage movement. The amendment for Votes for Women was first drafted 30 years later in 1878 by Susan B. Anthony and Elizabeth Cady Stanton. Montana played a key role in the women's right to vote. A Montana woman, Jeanette Rankin, helped secure the right to vote for Montanan women in 1914 and used that political momentum to fuel a campaign to become the first woman elected to Congress in 1916, years before women got the right to vote in the United States. Jeanette Rankin's advocacy work was significant in initiating legislation that eventually became the 19th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, granting voting rights to women nationwide. She worked to get suffrage passed in more than 20 states. The fight for the women's right to vote was long and sometimes brutal. In 1917, the National Woman's Party organized protests outside the White House to pressure President Woodrow Wilson to support women's suffrage. For several months, suffragists protested in silence 6 days a week. Wilson initially tolerated the demonstrations but later became embarrassed by them. 33 suffragists picketing outside the White House on November 10, 1917, were arrested and jailed. They were fed maggot-infested food, beaten, and tortured. The suffragists protested with a hunger strike and were brutally force-fed. They were released after the Washington, D.C. Court of Appeals declared their arrests unconstitutional. The 7 decades of advocacy and protests finally paid off. Congress approved the 19th Amendment in 1919 with bipartisan support. Before the 19th Amendment was ratified, women had full voting rights in 15 states and the Alaska Territory, and limited suffrage, including voting in presidential elections, in another 12 states before 1920. Their influence helped build the momentum for the 19th Amendment. The earliest place to grant votes for women was in 1869. Wyoming Territory was the first to grant unrestricted suffrage to women. Montana's distinction of having the first woman elected to Congress when Jeanette Rankin was elected to the U.S. House of Representatives in 1916 is quite noteworthy. Lawmakers greeted her with a standing ovation when she was introduced in the House of Representatives. A committed suffragist, Rankin cast her vote for the 19th Amendment in 1918. Montana and other states already had the women's right to vote. The 19th Amendment secured the right for the entire nation. After the 19th Amendment was ratified, about 10 million women voted in 1920 in the first federal election in which they could vote. Women voted at a turnout rate of 36% compared to 68% for men. Women voter turnout rates have gradually increased and exceeded male turnout rates since 1980. In the last federal presidential election in 2016, 63% of women voted compared to 59% of men. The population in the United States is more women than men. Of the 2010 census population, 50.8% were women and 49.2% men. The 19th Amendment guarantees that everyone in our democracy has the right to vote. Celebrate August 18, 2020, the centennial celebration of the 19th Amendment securing the women's right to vote.